St. Thomas points out that nature imposes a certain measure on instinctive desires, which are always for something finite and determined, and always aim at maintaining the order required for life. We see this clearly in the case of animals. Reason, however, can introduce infinity everywhere and set up as end what is only a means. Hence, he who longs for riches can desire them not up to a certain limit, but can simply want to be as rich as ever he can. As the end is desired for its own sake and not merely to a certain degree, he who places the end of life in amassing wealth will have a longing for riches ad infinitum, whereas a man who desires wealth for the needs of life simply wants enough to satisfy these needs. The result of the prevalence of this insatiate desire of wealth is that the development of human personality is not the end of society, as it should be, but everything is subordinated to money-making. Instead of money being considered as a mere feeder, enabling a living organism, which the productive undertaking is, to procure the necessary material, equipment, and replenishing, money has come to be considered the living organism, and the undertaking, with its human activity, as the feeder and instrument of money. Accordingly, the whole organization of society must move faster and faster in order to enable a few bankers to make two cross entries in their books where they made but one before. But in considering this furious rhythm accepted in the name of progress, we must not lose sight of the divine plan for ordered human life and the struggle for and against the supernatural Messiah. Human personality is truly developed by union with the Blessed Trinity present in us through living membership of the mystical body. Thus alone are we really ourselves, and thus, through all the changes of life around us, we can move forward to an eternity of being in the possession of Him who is. In the modern world that has issued out of the so-called Reformation and the French Revolution, the end of man, instead of being the contemplation of the Blessed Trinity, has become the conquest of the world for himself. The result of this fundamental revision of values is that man yields ever more and more to the dominion of the lower or material element in him. As the appetite of matter is always for other forms, irrespective of their intrinsic power to elevate, we behold the root cause of man's restless scurrying from place to place, trying in vain to get away from the emptiness of life without God. There is, in the misery of this unceasing restlessness and agitation, something like an earthly replica of the gnawing loneliness of hell. The present subordination of man to rate of turnover has led to becoming, being constituted an end, in the place of being. No wonder, then, that despair fills souls, as it fills the haughty spirit of Satan, who rejected being in God's way, to hurl himself into an ever-lengthening labyrinth of misery, wherein he shall forever wander, cut off from the end of life. All things saleable can be had for money, not so spiritual things, for those cannot be sold. Hence it is written, "Who doth it avail a fool to have riches, seeing that he cannot buy wisdom?" Luther rejected the order of the mystical body laid down by Christ and made of self the center of the world. Protestant theologians take pleasure in the thought that Christ is the center of Luther's system. Nothing is more untrue, and nothing is more in contradiction with the conclusions of a psychological inquiry into the process of Luther's evolution. Although it speaks often of Christ, the center of Luther's theology is not Christ, but man. By his doctrine that the human intelligence attains immediately only thought, or its own representations, Descartes opened the way for the modern idealistic deification of man of Kant, Fichte, and Hegel. By his attitude towards metaphysical knowledge, the same philosopher led human reason to turn its back on God and eternal things, and seek its happiness in the study of phenomena. As a consequence, the term science is nowadays applied exclusively to the knowledge of matter, while theology and metaphysics are considered out-of-date lumber. Modern man, then, since the 16th century, has been engaged in a gigantic campaign against order, supernatural and natural, and the net result of his refusal to accept subjection to God is his being enslaved to matter is being forced to move with nerve-wracking rapidity by the machinery of modern finance. To quote Jacques Maritain, quote, founded upon the two unnatural principles of the fecundity of money and the finality of the useful, multiplying its needs and servitudes without any possibility of there ever being a limit, ruining the leisure of the soul, withdrawing the material factibile from the control which proportioned it to the ends of the human being, imposing on man its puffing machinery and its speeding up of matter, the modern world is shaping human activity in a properly inhuman way, in a properly devilish direction, for the ultimate end of all this frenzy is to prevent man from remembering God. End of quote. The one way out of the disastrous adventure is to return to the full life of the mystical body of Christ. Thus will the Blessed Trinity become again the center of life, and all the marvelous discoveries of the past century will become man's willing helpers when once they have been restored to the due service of the Creator and final end of all things. Seek ye therefore first the kingdom of God and his justice, and all these things will be added unto you.